And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 19th of July, 2025. July 19th is National Urban Beekeeping Day. Many of us have heard that bees are declining, and some might think a solution is beekeeping. On the surface, this makes sense. It would seem that more bees in more places would help. But honeybees, native to Europe, Africa, and parts of Asia, are not at risk of extinction. In fact, it is estimated that there are more honeybees on the planet now than at any time in human history. In contrast, there are more than 3,600 bee species native to North America, some of which are facing the real risk of extinction. 28% of bumblebee species in North America are considered threatened, and more than 40% of invertebrate pollinator species, particularly bees and butterflies, may face extinction in the coming decades. Native bees co-evolved with our native plants and often have behavioral adaptations that make them better pollinators than honeybees. For example, buzz pollination, in which a bee grasps a flower and shakes the pollen loose, is behavior at which bumblebees and other large-bodied native bees excel, and one that honeybees lack. Honeybees are known as nectar robbers, accessing their nectar in a way that means they don't touch the pollen, often by biting a hole in the base of the flower. By contrast, our native bees carry pollen all over their bodies, where it's more likely to pollinate the plants. Hives increase competition with our native bees and raise the energy costs of foraging, which can be significant. Beekeeping is not bee conservation. Managed honeybees are domesticated livestock, and their very presence often harms native species. But there is something we can do to help our native pollinators. Creating pollinator habitats increase biodiversity, and such habitat can be situated anywhere. In backyards, on balconies and porches, on rooftops, in office landscapes, in local parks, and community gardens. It's the birthday of Brian May, born on this day in 1947. Brian May is best known as the guitarist for the legendary rock band Queen. He is also an astrophysicist, though he abandoned his PhD after 2 years to pursue his musical career. In recent years, May has become heavily involved in the animal rights movement. He formed the campaign group Save Me, focusing on protecting wild animals, foxes and badgers, from persecution. Although May had been fighting for animals for years, he didn't actually go vegan until January 2020, when he took part in Veganuary as an experiment. May said, "We've seen more of the effects of how eating animals has brought us to our knees as a species. I think it's time to re-examine our world in a way that doesn't abuse other species." It's the birthday of Michael Clapper, born on this day in 1947. Michael Clapper, MD, is an American physician, author, and advocate for veganism and animal rights. Clapper grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin. He graduated from the University of Illinois College of Medicine in 1972. He has practiced medicine for over 50 years and is a leading educator in applied plant-based nutrition. His books include Vegan Nutrition, Pure and Simple, and Pregnancy, Children, and the Vegan Diet. He has appeared in several films related to vegan diet, including Eat This, Cowspiracy, and What the Health. It's the birthday of Victor Kosakowski, born on this day in 1961. When Victor Kosakowski was 4, his parents sent him from St. Petersburg to stay with his uncle's family in the countryside. It was a cold winter, he says, minus 30 degrees. Warmth came from the boy's friendship with a one-month-old piglet named Vasya. They were inseparable until she became cutlets for New Year's Eve supper. "When they ate her, for me, it was a total disaster," says Kosakowski. "You killed my best friend," he screamed at his relatives. And so, he jokes, he became the Soviet Union's first vegetarian. Half a century later, Kosakowski went vegan as he began production of Gunda, a documentary starring a sow, a couple of aging cows, and a one-legged chicken. Gunda has no narration or soundtrack. Instead, we watch the animals simply exist, They feed, snuggle, care for their young, and scamper in fields. It turns out that no digital trickery or anthropomorphic narrative is needed for us to fall in love with them. And here's a poem for today, In Life's Garden, by Dixie Wilson. Count your garden by the flowers, never by the leaves that fall. Count your days by golden hours, don't remember clouds at all. Count your nights by stars, not shadows. Count your life by smiles, not tears. And with joy through all your lifetime, count your age by friends, not years. In Life's Garden by Dixie Wilson. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to count your animal friends.